afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Friday, August 26, 2022. Hi, Butch.
Hi, Melody. How you doing?
Oh, just peachy keen.
Well, it's Friday. You made it.
It is. How about that?
It is. It's supposed to be a pretty weekend, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, yes. And then it'll be Monday. Just like that, it'll be Monday.
I'll see you in 2 hours. Yeah. It'll seem like it anyway. I know.
I think it's Happy Doggy Day. Happy Doggy Day?
It is Happy Doggy Day. I forgot about that. Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So give your dogs a one little extra treat for today. And I guess that's it for Happy Doggy Day, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want to go into gold. I don't want to give out what the gold prices did today, but I guess I'm going to have to. Although a lot of people got a hold of some bargains today, but again, I think this is part of these knee-jerk reactions coming from the Fed, coming from the Dow dropping almost 1,000 points today. Well, those aren't the final numbers. I'll see what they are here. But gold was down $21 at $1,738. Silver is down 41 pennies at $1,895. Platinum was down $872. And palladium was down a little over 2%, $2,182. So what's interesting is all the white metals were all down over 2%. So they're always going to drop more than gold. And gold was, well, not always, but it's a trend. And gold was down just less than 1.25%. So a little more stability with gold always has. Doesn't mean it can't do other things, but for the most part, historically, gold is less volatile than the white metal. So it's important. That's why it's important to keep your portfolio balanced. And you can just give us a call at 800-375-4188. The USDX today pushed up by 0.41, and there's your culprit for the weaker gold prices, 108.82. Crude oil was up 35 cents at 92.87. And the paper markets today, the Dow was down 1,008 points, 32,283. That was just a tad over 3%. In fact, all of them were down 3. NASDAQ was down closer to 4. The S&P was down 141 points at 4,057. NASDAQ was down 497 points. 12,141, down 3.94%. So all of this, Powell's comments have fueled this big drop this afternoon. And we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. Shanghai was weaker on the day. All of Europe was weaker on the day. 10-year yield was still up at 3.03%. So, you know, a lot of this is the all based on what Powell said out of Wyoming. He gave a clear message that rates will stay high for some time and kind of threw some cold water on some folks' idea that the Federal Reserve could pivot and that could jeopardize its war against inflation. You know, I'm just going to go... You know, we kind of knew that was expected, but Powell wants financial conditions to tighten further and wants the market to know that the Fed is not ready to declare victory over inflation yet. This comes from a, you know, it kind of makes you wonder how these guys get these high-powered positions, you know. But he's a portfolio manager at Integrity Assets. And then you can debate if it's now you're going to hear the debate whether it's going to be a half point, three-quarter point come September. The Fed chief reiterated that another unusually large hike could be appropriate next month. He kind of stopped short of committing to one, adding that the decision was going to depend on incoming data. Several officials have emphasized the central bank is in no way done, with the Kansas City Fed Chief Esther George noting that the destinations of the federal funds rate may be higher than markets are currently priced for. Well, hello there. You know, sometimes I read these, you know, comments and stuff coming from the Fed and what these other Fed presidents do and these former U.S. Treasury secretaries and like Summers. And it's just like, Butch, it's basically has become a joke.
Well,
in my eyes.
You've been doing this more years than I have as far as financial information. Melody, it's the same game over and over again. Just maybe it's just
it
getting
is.
Worse. I mean, the economy's getting worse. Inflation, of course, is out of sight. It's just getting worse, but the same game over and over again. We were warned about this many years ago, even Thomas Jefferson, before the Fed's ever thought of what would happen if central banks take over. It'd be inflation and deflation all manner of situations. So they broke the bank, so to speak, and broke the back of the people. Well, that's what's happening. He warns about it 200 years ago. I mean, it's happening. And we can say what we want to about it, but it doesn't change the facts. It's the same story over and over and over again.
I know. And it's like we're on this path. The day of reckoning is coming. Nothing's going to change. They're going to, I don't know what they're going to dodge when they can dodge, then they're going to, you know, do something else when they can and just see how long. But it's written. It's done. It's done. Stick a fork in it. Because it's not going to change the outcome. We just don't know when that day of reckoning is becoming. And in the meantime, every day people's dollars continue to lose value. Their purchasing power comes less. The only reason that you're seeing there were some inflation numbers that came out there that they were a little bit weaker is because of the stronger dollar. The stronger dollar makes our imports cheaper. Okay? So it makes all those trinkets that we buy from China and everywhere else on those shelves, if we can get them, cheaper, a little bit less expensive. So it's a game that you play, but no one is ever going to connect those dots. And no one is ever going to talk about it because it goes against their agenda.
Of course.
Usually all these analysts, their only agenda is to manage your portfolio account, charge you how much in management fees. And it's the same game. It's not going to change. But at the end of the game, there are winners and there's losers. Which side do you want to be on? So
as long as they keep people hoping against hope.
Yeah.
You know, hoping against hope. And even though they will say they gain some, perhaps, in investments, that's lost because of inflation. They're losing money. They're not gaining money. And the people invested in the market think, oh, my, these things went up, and we got more money, but you're buying less with it. It's all a game. And the market's dropping 1,000 points. That's a pretty good hit. And, of course, metals come down, too, but now's a good time to buy it. What is the premium now for a Silver Eagle now? What's it going for?
Well, they're still pretty hefty. You know, I mean, you're still looking at, let's see, I can do it real quick. You're still looking at, you know, $33.50, somewhere around
isn't
in there.
Isn't that amazing? The premiums are holding their own. They really are. So, I want to say, I mean, I've watched this game for a long time now. I've been with you on the radio now for, what, a couple of years now? But I was watching before that, not to the degree you have. But I could see the game being played over and over again. The same talk, the same rhetoric. But now as it gets worse and worse, instead it gets worse and worse. I mean, the inflation, deflation, hyperinflation, whatever you want to call it, it's all been going on for years. I noticed a big time back in the 70s when Nixon took off the gold standard. Everything went through the roof all of a sudden. But compared to today, it's cheap. But that's because every year with each administration play the same games over again with the Fed. And inflation doesn't end. Inflation is not going to end. It can't end. It won't end. It can vary in amounts, but it's not going to end. It's impossible with the fiat currency.
You know, and it's the way it's so much of it, and, you know, and he says that inflation is going to, Powell says reducing inflation is likely to require a sustained period of below trend growth. Well, you know, you guys are the ones that have been denying that we've been in a recession. Only the housing market has been in a recession. While higher interest rates, slower growth, and softer labor market conditions will bring down inflation, they will also bring some pain to households and businesses. Well, you know, is it really inflation? Or is it just the, you know, it's not quote-unquote true inflation that's going to go down. It's people are going to, people are going to create their softer inflation because they're not going to be able to buy anything, so prices will come down. But the real inflation, the monetary impact on our dollar, that's still there. That's still real. It's still inflationary.
It is inflationary. And I can say this from my own personal experience. You know, I mean, was a time I could go in and trade a car and make payments on maybe. I hate doing that, but I did. But I could afford to do it. Today, it's getting to be to the point that so many other things eat my dollar up. It's hard. I can't imagine buying a car now because I can't afford the payments because everything else is so high. So yeah, it's. I mean, that means the price of cars making down because people aren't buying as many. But it doesn't change the fact that people are buying, does it?
No, and I mean even our stronger dollar makes our oil prices that we import cheaper. Why do you think oil's going down? Why do you think gasoline prices are going down? Why do you think the Saudis want to cut production? You know, all of these things are there. And it's just, so when I read these articles about, you know, Jerome Powell coming out, and again, it's not what they do, it's what they say. They all know how the markets are going to react before they say anything.
Sure, they've got
all of these market managers and these hedge funds, you don't think they talk to them and you don't think that they don't have some sort of inside trading, you know, going on to limit the hurt. I mean, it's just so.
And the insiders still are padding their pockets. They know what's coming.
Absolutely.
They know what to do.
Absolutely. I talked to a lady today. And she says, you know, Melody, she says, I am concerned about what the banks are going to do. She says, I lived in Burma back in the early 2000s. And she says, this happens all over the world, in various countries. We just don't hear about it or talk about it. She says, but, you know, there was word to get your money out of the bank on a Friday. And she said, sure enough, Saturday, things were closed, said they had a computer crash. And there was no record of people's monies. That wasn't a computer crash. It was done intentionally.
Of course.
And it was known. This is Burma. So these people just lost all their money. And I don't know why people don't think that will not happen here. Sounds like we'd like to think our country's a little bit better than that, but have you looked around and listened around lately? It isn't.
Well, your money's not safe in the bank. It hadn't been for years, but it's really not safe in the bank now. I know personal experience about that, too, and accounts being hacked. But I don't I took whatever I had in the bank out of the bank, and I keep it myself now. I mean, I know it's still losing value, but at least I'm not going to lose it again by being hacked with somebody else. So, folks, you need to consider these things. I mean, you think your money back in your portfolios and they're in paper, and you don't know what could happen tomorrow. I mean, anything could happen. You're gambling with your future. Is what you're doing. Yeah. You better make sure that you have something solid that you can fall back on. That's all I can say, and I don't know what else to say. I mean, there's nothing else I can say. I mean, we have an article: growing number of economists anticipate recession will hit by middle of next year, and I think it'll be quicker than that. Matter of fact, I think we're already in a recession. But an overwhelming number of economists think recession will be hit the United States by middle of next year, according to a survey at the National Association of Business Economics. The survey was conducted between August 1st and August 9th among 198 members of the NABE. It found 72% of economists polled expected recession to begin by the middle of next year, including 19% of those who said the United States is already in recession, as determined by the National Bureau of Economic Research. The NBER defines recession as a significant decline in economic activity that is spread across the economy and lasts for more than a few months. Well, folks, we have seen that for at least a half a year and longer. The standard definition of recession is also based on two consecutive quarters of declining gross national product, as it has been in the United States. 9% of the economists polled say the recession will start in the third quarter of this year. Another 16% say it will begin in the fourth quarter. Folks, it's already here. Everybody's recession's already here. All this talk about it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's happening. Sure do you see that? I mean, we've had two quarters of decline in GDP. I mean, that should tell you that this GNP, that's something we should know. There's something going on here. There's a recession going on. I feel it. I think most people feel it if they just take time to stop and think. Maybe some of the blessed to handle it a little better than what I have because I'm retired now. But it doesn't make a difference. I still feel it. I truly do. Any comments, Melody, on that?
No, and you know what I've been saying even before all this was happening, you know, come these elections, everything is done for these upcoming elections. And you know what? Supposedly, I don't know who did this. I guess it was a Gallup poll where you have Biden's job rating rises to, what, 44%? Are you kidding me? I mean, how did it get there? But, hey, most people out there, they're going to be voting for the Democrats or anything. They'll love this number. And they'll be running out there to... It's just disgusting anymore. And him calling MAGA semi-fascism. Are you kidding me? He needs to look up the word and maybe look himself in the mirror.
I don't remember the young lady's name that won the election. I don't remember. I think it's Arizona. I have to look and see. I just saw the video clip of it. Just a quick click of a clip of it. She won the election. And she came in among a crowd of people cheering her on. She said, "We have proven that socialism works." That was her comment. She won the election. Socialism, wow. It works. It's been accepted. And that she didn't lie. She told the truth. It's been accepted. You know, it's been accepted. So this is where we are. This country is so far down the road in a lot, so many different ways, but economically also, that there's no return. It can't return. They got through something to the Great Reset, maybe. I don't know. But they know they can never pay the debt. It's impossible to pay the debt. All the world's earnings combined can pay the debt of the United States in a million years. So there's no way going to pay it, and they know it. So once you get part of debt, why not keep on spending?
Well, you know, the funny thing, you know, as we always said, that they'll pull the plug when they're ready to pull the plug. No, they won't. They're going to do this until the very end, until it unplugs itself. Yep. Because as long as they keep doing it, until it unplugs itself, they become more powerful and more wealthy. So why would they stop it anytime sooner than that? So it will collapse on its own, and that's why when we wake up one day, it'll be a brand new world.
Yeah.
And even those that are expecting a brand new world, it's going to be shocking.
Oh, yes. I don't think we can even begin to conceive what it's going to be like. I know we can't. I know we can't. We can't even begin to conceive what it's going to be like. When the staff of bread's broken, the Bible says, oh, no. No, there's going to be massive starvation and anger. Oh, my. It's going to be chaos.
I've been looking for some products at these, you know, pharmacies and so forth. I'm shocked. I haven't been in a pharmacy for ages.
Yeah.
You know, I'm shocked.
Yep.
I'm shocked.
Yep. And if it shocks Melody, you know it's bad.
Hey, it's shocking. We're going into our first break, so we'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival. I get a check on Friday, but it's already spent. Working for a living. Working for a living. Working for a living. Never, never working. I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things ain't what they used to be. Lost my radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are dying.
Wow, folks, that's going back a few years. It really is. I mean, Melody, by the way, is on the phone. This is Pastor Butch. You listen to Financial Survival. She had to take a phone call, and I'm going to continue until she gets back with us. Todd's doing a good job on the bumpers there. That's an oldie. I remember that from many years ago. But we can move on to some other things here. Now, this, I wouldn't have thought this, but it's true. This article is entitled Tsunami of Shutoffs. 1 in 6 U.S. homes are behind on power bills. I never dreamed that. About 20 million households, or about 1 in 6 American homes, are behind on their power bills as soaring electricity prices spark what is said to be the worst ever crisis in late utility payments, according to Bloomberg, citing data from the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, or NEDA. NEDA said electricity prices had increased significantly since 2020. After a decade of stagnation, the steep rise has resulted in billions of dollars in overdue power bills. Electricity inflation is being propelled by soaring costs of fossil fuels such as natural gas, coal, and petroleum. Natural gas fuels about 40% of the U.S. power grid and soared to the highest prices since 2008 on Tuesday. Utility shutoffs have become more common across the U.S. as some lower-tier households are thousands of dollars behind on their power bills. Folks, think about that. My goodness. Jean Sue, SU, a senior attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, which tracks utility disconnections across the U.S., warned of a tsunami of shutoffs as the highest inflation in 40 years eats away wages as financially devastated the working poor. Adrian Nice is one of those struggling Americans who is more than $3,000 behind on utility bills. Last month, she received a final notice from power company XL Energy, who turned off electricity to her studio apartment in Minneapolis as temperatures approached near triple digits. Nice found it near impossible to save money for utility expenses that have doubled over the past year as food, shelter, and gas prices have also skyrocketed. Her low-paying job as a house cleaner has left her in energy poverty. I just don't understand how electricity can get to be so high. Well, it's quite simple, Miss Nice. Everything else is going up. You just said it. When gas prices go up, and power and the cost of making power goes up, everything's gonna go up. Food and shelter's up. Everything's up. So this is a bite that she just couldn't handle, folks. $3,000 behind on a power bill. That's several months behind, and she turned it off, as you said, when the triple digit the temperatures, and when winter comes, what's Miss Nice gonna
do? How do you get a bill that high?
You don't pay it. I guess you haven't paid for several months.
Why don't you pay it?
Well, she can't. That's the problem. She said she can't afford it. She said everything's went up so much, including food, shelter, and gas prices, that I can't afford to pay the power bill. I had to make a choice, and I can't do it. She works as a house cleaner, not making enough money to pay the power bill. But 1 in 6 household, Melody, 1 in 6 are behind on power bills now. Over 20 million households can't pay the power bill. Now think about that.
Yeah, but we can give free college. We can give people free loans.
Oh yes, of course we can afford that.
Get them out of debt.
Yep, and we're going to discuss in a minute how we can about putting $50 million in to keep and taking care of immigrants. illegals going to D.C. I mean, yeah, we can afford that. We just can't afford to eat. This makes me angry. It makes me angry. I mean, this is a working lady. She's not trying to be a bum off anybody else. She's trying to make her own way. She's not living on welfare. She's out there working, trying to pay her own way. And she can't pay her bills enough to keep the power on. That is so, so bad and so unnecessary. If we had enough sense in this country as a people to demand a sound economic policy and go back to real money. But that isn't going to happen. I know it isn't. It's a dream, but it isn't going to happen. But people like her and people like you and I, Mildy, are nose in a pinch also. So we needn't say that this everybody's immune to it because they're not. But one in six are behind. That means, according to this article, there'll be a tsunami of shutoffs real soon. And wintertime is coming. Don't like to think about it. I mean, it's bad enough in the summertime when you don't have AC, it's 105 degrees outside. But whenever it's 20 below outside, that's a different story.
Yep. Yeah, I know. It's going to be interesting.
Well, it
and,
is.
And his approval rating goes higher because of it.
I don't believe that.
Just doesn't even make sense.
I don't
trust
polls.
They only
anyway.
Poll Democrats. That's
okay.
Probably.
Well, now that would,
I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't doubt that either. I mean, why not? But you know, I don't believe that. I really don't. But how do you trust polls? How do you know what they're doing? You really don't. And a Kansas City Fed says factory activity in American heartland slumps as new orders fell to the lowest since May 2020. You remember, Melly, May 2020 was when we were in the grasp of the COVID pandemic. Everything was shutting down. So this is the lowest since then. Well, that I say something. Factory activity in U.S. August as new orders fell to the lowest level since the pandemic. The Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City said Thursday. But we're not in recession yet, folks. Don't worry. This is not a recession. It's no big deal. The 10th District Manufacturing Survey Composite Index dropped to 3 in August. Now pay attention. From 13 in July and 12 in June. From 13, 12 to 3. The indication that factory activity barely expanded as a value greater than zero signals that the activity expanded for the month. Folks, it dropped 4 times. Overall activity slowed considerably from the past few months, said Claude Wilkerson, vice president and economist at Kansas City Fed. However, expectations are still positive, and price indexes reached their lowest level in over a year. The new orders index slumped to minus 16 from minus 2 a month earlier. I mean, listen to that. It slumped to minus 16 from minus 2. This is the worst level since May of 2020, when much of the economy was reeling from anti-COVID lockdowns. So when the whole country is locked down, the factory levels are that low, and we're not in a recession. My goodness, Melody, I mean, do people that say these things not read what's happening?
I have no idea, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I read that article, too, and it was just like, you know, I was thinking the same thing. It's like, well, gee, back then the whole world was shut down, and
yeah.
Now we're there now. But yet, hey, look at the amount of jobs that were
creating
last month. You know,
well,
it's just,
I got a sneaky suspicion those jobs are flipping hamburgers. You know, flipping hamburgers. And that can't last longer either because people can't afford to eat out. They can't pay the power bill. Yeah, we're going to see, folks, we're in a recession, and this is only beginning. I'm really not looking forward to this winter to see what could happen this winter. I'm really not looking forward to it. I don't know. I mean, especially, we're coming in a minute or two, but the UK is really going to be in for a hard winter. All of Europe is. So, but America is going to have to brace themselves also. I do believe this. I mean, for food shortages, food prices skyrocketing. Again, I've said this over and over again. I still can't believe that I pay 20 cents each for small new potatoes. 20 cents each. One bite per tater. I mean, this. Tell me that's not inflation on food. On potatoes. Gee. Go ahead, Mel. I'll be quiet a minute.
I don't buy potatoes, so I don't know what the price of them are.
I very seldom eat white potatoes because it isn't good for me. But Marshall went in a few to fix with some fresh green beans and cornbread. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that's good.
It is. He's going to, you know, fry them in the butter and stuff. But 20 cents each. Oh, it's unthinkable. This is why Miss Nice.
What do they normally go for?
Oh, you could buy probably 10 of them for a dime at one time. I mean, potatoes were almost nothing at one time.
Oh.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. I don't know what the regular price being so I kept, but I know that's way high. Even the lady that sold them to me said she was sorry she had charged that much, but that's what they call it. That's what they were, what the cost was. And different topic, Arizona, complete shipping container border wall with Mexico. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Mexican cartels and smugglers who funnel migrants and drugs at the border and into Yuma, Arizona, have begun moving outside of town to areas without a barrier following Governor Doug Ducey's installation of shipping container wall this month, according to Arizona officials. We're definitely seeing a reduction in the areas where this wall has been closed up, Jonathan Lyons, Yuma County supervisor, wrote in a message Thursday to the Washington Examiner. One of the enclosures just down from them is where the 5-year-old drowned in July is having the impact that we desired. While I was there yesterday, there were only 2 people who tried to cross in the area, and then they realized there was no access. Border Patrol is now able to place human resources in areas that do not have a wall and focus on trafficking there. It's 100% a win-win. Yeah, we're still having many, many problems with migrants. We'll cover more than a minute. But as we're seeing people here that can't afford to pay their power bills, we see Biden and his group spending millions to give away free medical care, free ID cards, free food stamps, everything to the illegals and a free place to live in a fancy motel while Miss Nice in Minneapolis can't pay her power bill. What's wrong with that picture, Melody?
You know, if anybody can't see what's wrong with that picture, I don't even know what to say anymore. You know, and you keep hearing, you know, oh, well, you know, they take the jobs that people don't want. And then that's just a bunch of baloney.
Well, they're not working. They're living off us.
Yeah, they're not even working yet. I mean, they're illegal.
We're paying them to be here.
We're paying them. I know.
I mean, too bad we can't run to Mexico and they pay us move down there.
And it's just not New Mexico.
No, it's not.
From everywhere.
It's Venezuela, it's all over the place. Yes, it's everywhere. It is. And they're coming across, even in the Middle East now, too, coming across the southern border. That's phenomenal. And yet, we are watching people live to do what they do without electricity and buying less groceries because they can't afford them, while we're paying these people keeping it in 4-star motels. Now, they have to use separate interest in the guests, though. So, you know, at least they're doing that much. This is so ridiculous. Now, listen to this. You know what DACA is, or DACA? I mean, that's, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, you know, DACA, you know what that's all about. Well, Biden's new DACA rule says this, Melody. Illegal aliens with criminal records not disqualified from work permits. Or deportation, and they get deportation protection. What do you think about that? We want the criminals come in. We don't care. They get work permits, and we'll even keep them being shipped out of the country. Illegals. President Joe Biden's new rule to codify the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program clarifies that illegal aliens with criminal records will not be automatically disqualified from securing work permits and deportation protections. This week, Biden's Department of Homeland Security announced a new rule, an attempt to codify former President Obama's DACA program for nearly 800,000 illegal aliens into federal regulation. The rule notes that despite already low standards for entry into DACA, illegal aliens with criminal records will not be automatically disqualified from gaining work permits and deportation protection through the system. The rule states, DHS is advising it to further clarify that consistent with longstanding DACA policy, expunged convictions, juvenile delinquency, adjudications, immigration-related offenses characterized as felonies or misdemeanors under state laws are not considered automatically disqualifying convictions for purposes of this provision. Well, what do we say about Miss Nice can't pay her power bill? Then we can't even arrest the criminals who are coming in illegally, who are criminals from their own countries and everywhere else, and we can't stop that even? I'm amazed that the American people have kept the cool with this song. I really am. And somewhat disappointed, to tell you the truth. that we let this go get this bad. It's just we're sometimes too complacent. But I have to feel for people that I know a couple personally that I'm saying this to the glory of God, nothing brag on me. That this month alone, if I hadn't helped them, they couldn't buy food. They could not have bought enough food to eat. They're down to eat one time a day right now. So, and I'm not bragging on me. Something had to be done, and I was blessed to be able to help them. But they had no money to buy enough food to feed them more than one meal a day. And that's with my help. See, isn't that a sad thing to say?
For being in America, yes.
It is. It truly is. This is what I'm saying. And now a $50 million emergency bill introduced to aid migrants based bus to D.C., we're going to add $50 million emergency bill to take care of the ones who come to bus to D.C. so we can feed and take care of them. But a friend of mine can't even afford to buy enough food to feed for one meal a day, more than one meal a day. Humanitarian groups in Washington, D.C. could receive up to $50 million in additional aid to assist migrants being bused from southern border states under a proposed bill from Congressman Eleanor Holmes Norton, a Democrat in D.C. The proposed bill would bolster the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Emergency Food Shelter Program by providing an additional $50 million to go toward humanitarian assistance for migrants arriving in D.C. Congress has already allocated $150 million to the EFSP for migrant aid for this current fiscal year, with about $85 million remaining in the fund as of July 21st. The governors of Texas and Arizona are exploiting and harming disparate and vulnerable people fleeing dangerous situations in their home countries for political gain. No, they're not doing political gain. They can't sustain them in their states. They're trying to protect their borders. They're being invaded. Whether it's by somebody starving to death or somebody's carrying M16, makes no difference. They're still being invaded. Oh, I commend the work of work organizations in D.C. and the National Capital Region have done to assist these migrants, but more funding is needed to assist these families. They're not doing a political game, Melody. They're trying to sustain their states.
You know what Abbott should be doing? They shouldn't be sending them to D.C. and New York. They should be sending them to these other littler cities across the country, because it's the littler cities that will have screamed the most, because they really can't pay for them and take care of them. Cities like New York, yeah, they'll do whatever they have to because they're sanctuary cities, so they'll do what they have. So they're just sending these illegal aliens into places where they're welcomed. Send them to where they're not welcomed. I don't care how much it costs New York and D.C. They'll pay for it, and they might complain and moan and groan about it, but they'll do it because they're sanctuary cities. Send them to, I don't know, Kansas City. Or send them to Springfield, Missouri. Or send them to, you know, someplace in Ohio, or, you know, and keep sending them there. You might make a different headline there.
Well, it's just so unfair and unjust is all I can say.
It is.
It truly is. I mean,
it doesn't even make sense.
No.
And they're spending all this money, and yet they talk in their second breath that they're trying to help inflation, drop inflation. They're just a bunch of lying
scum.
I hear the break.
I do too.
Maybe this will calm us down. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
He'll be 55 this weekend. Can't believe he's lived this long.
Cool the volume, Todd.
But now he hangs out with the grandkids instead of toking on his bone. He still thinks about the crazy days, but thanks his God above that he traded in the lovings for a greater kind of love. He still shoots him that old peace sign, still gentle as a dove. He loves all kinds of music, country rock with a little roll. But nowadays he's partial to the melodies that save his soul. Life has put him through the ringer, friends have fallen through the cracks, and all the trips he's taken have been to hell and back. He don't feel that cool no more, but he don't care, and that's a fact. He's an old hippie, getting older every day, but his eyes.
Yes, we are, Butch Arms. Just a bunch of old hippies.
Yeah, I know it's a hippie, but I know where this guy's coming from. I really do. And I like the song. I mean,
it is a nice song. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, sometimes you get older, you get a little wiser, don't you?
For the most part.
Yeah. You're
supposed to.
Hopefully.
Nice song, Todd. Thank you for bringing that to us today.
He played some good bumper today. I mean, we had to give him a bonus and tell him we like him or something.
Okay, you give him the bonus and I'll tell him we like him.
I mean, tell him we like him is a bonus.
Oh, okay.
We're not cheap, you understand. But anyway.
No.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, you go ahead.
Well, you know, I just saw that there was a headline today about Ford. There, we talked about, they were laying off a bunch of people. Now Ford, the Mach 3 or the Mach-E, will be getting a lot more expensive. They're opening the order books on Tuesday, August 30th. Ford has released pricing for the 2023 lineup, which includes price increases ranging from $3,000 to $8,100.
Wow.
And, yep. And I'm assuming these are the electric vehicles.
Yeah, that's what that is. Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. And the starts the lowest priced one starts at a little over 48,000, which is up from 44,900. And then you have to pay a $1,300 delivery fee. And that's $200 more than last year. So, yep or do. Let's get all excited about those electric vehicles. Right, Butch?
Yep. Well, they're getting cheaper by the day, Melody. Buying by the dozen. Anyway. You know, we'll talk about the... Go ahead.
It's just going to amaze me. What's going to happen? I mean, even if you have charging stations on every single corner, which that's not going to happen, how are you going to charge the... that means they would decrease the number of vehicles on the roads.
They have to.
But yet people have to drive to jobs and so forth. So let's say and all things remain the same. How are you going to charge these vehicles? It takes a half hour, to an hour to charge?
And what's it going to cost? Who's going to pay for it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to be free. You know,
but I mean,
like
I mean, the logistics of it.
I know.
You would have to have open fields of nothing but vehicle chargers.
There was a test done. Now, this is online. You can find two new Ford pickups, one electric, one gasoline. We're seeing how far they can travel with the tank of gas and the charge. Where the electric vehicle that's supposed to give them so many miles to charge, I can't remember how many miles it's supposed to be, but by the time they went through it all, they got half the way there and ran out of charge. It did not maintain is what it was said it would do to get away within reason to get to where it's supposed to be. And they ran out about half the distance. They had to find a charging station to be able to get back up. So the Ford with gas was only, you know, was still running fine, had a half tank left. But the vehicle was supposed to go the same distance with the one charge, went half the distance and batteries went out. Folks, we're being suckered. I'm telling you, you're being suckered. We all are. Of course, California wants to phase out all new gasoline vehicles between 2035. They want all phased out. So, yeah. Yep. And talking about the electricity bills here in this country. Okay. All right. Okay. I hope that helped. All right. But French power hits 900 euros as nuclear outages amplify crisis. Folks, this is all over the world. The cost of French power jumped to a fresh record as its nuclear fleet faces further outages going into what's set to be a very expensive winter. Futures soared 15% to 900 euros per megawatt hour, more than 10 times the price at this time last year. More than 10 times people paying for electricity. The surge is being driven by Electricité de France's SA announcement that more of its reactors will take longer to come back online after halts. They stopped the nuclear reactors, and of course they stopped the fossil fuels and everything else. Now they're running out of power because they don't have to re-fire these things up and get the mines working again. Hey, folks, they were suckered, just like we've been. The outages affect plants with a combined capacity of 8,300 megawatts, almost 14%, almost 14% of France's total nuclear capacity. Europe is in a grip of an energy crisis amid tighter hydropower supplies and natural gas cuts from Russia, which are pushing up the price of the fuel used in the continent's power stations. Suppliers are set to drop further from August 31st when Russia's Gazprom PJSC plans to shut the Nord Stream's pipeline to Germany for 3 days for maintenance, triggering fears that shipments may not resume. Folks, this happened a couple months ago, and they didn't resume to full capacity. Now Germany's trying to haul in coal. Get mines reopened. Nuclear plants reopened. For when you depend on something else to supply your needs, folks, you're biting yourself in the butt every time. That makes sense to me, doesn't you, Melody?
Yes.
I mean, gee, 10 times the rate it was last year and these people got to pay it? I don't think they'll afford it. And winter of discontent, UK trade union head hints at a possibility of riots over cost of living crisis. Folks, this is going to be happening worldwide, including the good old U.S. of A. As Europe enters into what looks to be a winter of political and social chaos, a trade union czar in the United Kingdom has hinted that the country could see riots over the current cost of living crisis. Britain could see the cost of living rise before the year is out, a senior trade union representative appeared to suggest on Wednesday, as workers in the country desperately push for their wages to rise as inflation tears into their paychecks. Warnings of future political and social unrest across Europe have become increasingly more common over the last number of weeks, with officials in both France and Germany expressing concern that parts of their population may act out over the wealth of crisis facing the continent. According to a report by The Guardian, Sharon Graham, who heads up the British trade union Unite, has claimed that public disquiet over the cost of living crisis has risen to such a point that it's now comparable with the anger felt by the public over the late Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's poll tax. So, I don't know, folks. It's going to happen. I mean, people are getting angry. What are they going to do, Mel? They can't pay the power. They can't buy the food. What are they supposed to do? I mean, they get angry to the ones who they look to have the answers. And, of course, government never has the answer for anything, so it makes something worse. They could fix it if they want to per nation and just drop the debt they owe and go back to real money, but that's not going to happen. It's too far gone for that. So we're seeing people get angry in Europe because they can't afford to pay the bills. Could that happen in America? I promise you, folks, it's going to happen in America. It's going to happen. When people can't afford to pay the power bills this winter, and it gets cold, and they can't afford to buy food to even feed the children, it can get very nasty. Any comments, Melody?
No, sir.
I mean, this is not a good story. China is not immune to this. China's ghost cities are killing its economy. Total housing collapse. China's economy is getting worse, and it's got everything to do with housing. And if you saw our story from 2 weeks ago about China's economic crisis, well, this was only half of the story. Right now in China, it seems like things couldn't get much worse for its economy. But that's when you realize there may be an estimated 50 million empty homes throughout the country as a result of property developers biting off more than they can handle, as well as getting greedy. The result is that thousands of people are now refusing to pay mortgages. And many Chinese banks are on the verge of collapse. China is also filled with ghost cities comprising millions of empty apartments. Countries get in financial pinches. What do they usually do to remedy it? They go to war. China is ramping up their weapons systems right now. We're talking about Taiwan being maybe invaded, and America said they're not going to tolerate it. Well, we'll see. So we're now seeing where these people are not going to pay the mortgages, and the banks are going to collapse. They can't let that happen. The people can't get out of control. And for a communist country to see that coming, that's huge. That's huge. The people are starting to show some backbone over there and say, we're not going to tolerate this. And that makes the world ripe for folks. They got to get their minds off of it somehow. Why not go to war? And war can boost the economy for a while. It can. And certainly could cut back on world population and use the seeders. What do you think, Melody?
Well, I mean, it is all part of the, you know, we see everything happening. I mean, we do see the, you know, the culling of populations. We see, you know, this, holy smokes, things just can't be handled anymore. The systems, the infrastructure is not going to handle what they're doing. I mean, just our country. How is our infrastructure going to handle electric vehicles? How is our infrastructure going to handle the millions and millions of more of illegal aliens in this country?
Yes, it's collapsing already.
It's collapsing already. So it's just, we just haven't been in the final collapses yet.
Well, Putin is now going to increase his military numbers. Wonder why. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a decree Thursday increasing his country's armed forces by 137,000 as the Kremlin's war in Ukraine has passed 6-month mark. Putin's decree will increase the number of combat personnel in the armed forces by 10% to 1.15 million. That will make the military's total count to 2.4 million people. A copy of the order on Russian government website says it goes into effect January 1st. It was published online, reported on Russian state media. No reason for the boost was immediately given. I think there's reason for the boost. I do.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't like to get speculate things like that. I don't like to talk about things that I can't really verify. But when the country is going broke, they get desperate. When the people are get restless, they have to do something to get people back in their cages. So what would they do? I don't know. One more quick article, and then go to news. Good news article. Guess what, Melody? Scientists have discovered.
Tell me.
Cockroach milk is 3 times more nutritious than cow's milk.
My question is, how do you get in there and get the milk out?
That's a good question.
You have to have some really tiny tweezers.
There's one cockroach called Diploptera punctate, which the only known cockroaches give birth to live young, has shown it to pump out that type of milk. Well, they're going to get the proteins out of milk and manufacture it. So you assume they'll be eating crickets. You'll be drinking cockroach milk. Isn't that exciting?
Yum.
Wow. And I'll close that with some good news. But folks, we're laughing about this, but this isn't funny. They actually said this is so they can feed the masses. I mean, they said that this is the type of milk they said that can feed the, will help make up for the food shortages. Cockroach milk. Manufactured.
Replace baby formula?
It'll probably baby for me too. I would say everything. Yeah. I mean, it's good for the cockroaches' babies. Why not? And this is a good news story. Kindhearted cop holds baby so mom can complete job background check. A kind-hearted Duluth, Minnesota police officer went beyond her call of duty to help a mom in need. Officer Michelle Johnson was on duty at the courthouse when she saw a mother struggling to take care of her upset infant. The mother was trying to complete her fingerprint check for work, but she couldn't do it with the baby crying. Officer Johnson offered to help, and the mother greatly accepted. Officer Johnson held the baby while the mother completed her fingerprints, and she also warmed up a baby's bottle for the mom. This act of kindness demonstrated incredible compassion toward the mother and their situation. I like that. That's a bit of good news. That's a bit of good news that we have a policeman out there that had a heart for a mom that's trying to get a job and held a baby for, took care of the baby while she did, had to go through the paperwork. I mean, that's a bit of good news. You don't hear that very often. You always hear about the cops shooting people and the innocent people, and that happens. And there's a lot of bad cops out there. I know that too. But there's some good ones also. So I want to share with folks that whatever you do, as best you can, be kind to people. Everyone from time to time needs a kind word spoken to them. Everyone does. They may not accept it, but they all need it. Say something to somebody. Speak to them in a polite manner. Ask them how they're doing and really mean it. Take time to talk to them. You might be surprised how quickly people will warm up to you because you actually ask them a question about how they're doing, how things are going for them. They will actually appreciate your kind-hearted gesture towards them. And folks, that's what especially Christians should do that every day. Be there to help if they can at all, and offer comfort to people, and let them know that you're not living alone in the world. Some people do care for them. That's so important. Melody, we all need a hug once in a while, don't we?
We certainly do. And we get so caught up, and time goes by so fast, and we fall down and don't do what we should. But thank you, Butch, for reminding us.
You're welcome.
And we are at the end of the program, so we'll be back on Monday in 2 hours. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
And he left for me. That's too bad.